következő műsor megtekintése 16 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
I want to get a picture, though. Where's that girl with the thing? Of him. Maybe you want to come stand next to us, and you hold that next to us, and then take a picture from right here. I want to take a photo, and get you come stand next to us like you're doing that, yeah. And then these guys in the back, with the camera, can you get everything? What? Is all good? Oh yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
We played on a boat in New York. There's a boat in New York that goes around Manhattan. And that was really bumpy because it was moving and there was a lot of people jumping. But this is really cool. This is good so far.
Nice that it's docked and stationary.
It's a beautiful day here. Oh, this is our third time, right?
Yeah,
third time. We've been here 5 years ago. We played a festival here, which was awesome. And the year before, I don't know what it was after that. Yeah. It's good coming here, though. Last couple times, the shows are great. The kids are very passionate. They appreciate us. They love the music. It's a beautiful country. People are very, very nice. So we look forward to coming here. We don't get here that much, so. I think that the kids...
More passion and more of a lifestyle.
They appreciate it more. In America, there's a lot of bands playing a lot. In every city, there's always something going on. And I feel like when the American bands come over to Europe, the kids are so excited and, like, they appreciate it. They're not as spoiled. And when H2O first started, we were just like kind of a joke. You know, it was just me, Rusty, and or whoever. You jump on stage at other people's concerts and say, can we play two songs? We play a couple songs. And it wasn't something real, you know? And then it became real really fast.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
One of the first songs we wrote was Five Year Plan, and it was, you know, what am I going to do 5 years from now? Where will I be? And here, 18 years later, we're in Hungary.
It's crazy, man.
We're in Budapest.
Just like witches at black masses, evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death construction. In the fields of body burning, as a war machine keeps turning. Yeah, poisoning their brainwashed mind. Oh, yeah. My friends look out for me like family. My mind's been struggling since I was blue. My friends look out for me like family. I've been struggling since I was three. Am I scared? Am I pushed? Am I worried? Another day, another year. So wish I were. And I sit alone as in the bed. You know when I'm trying to go to the bed. Thank you.
Music. I love being on tour as a roadie, and
the message.
And the message. I love the passion of this, of hardcore and punk rock music, and I feel like I had something to say. Like I was in the background on the stage helping. And I was watching these amazing shows, and I say, you know, I want to start a band. And Rusty joined the band. He's me and him original members, and he wasn't really a guitar player, and I wasn't a singer. But we wanted to say something, and I think I got inspired by being on stage with Sick of It All and seeing the crowd and the message and the music, and I just like, I'm gonna do that too. Like we came here on our first tour with Sick of It All in Civ, 1995. We only had 5 songs, and we did a whole Europe tour, like 6 weeks long, and then it started becoming real. We had, you know, so.
We got signed to a label shortly.
All that, it happened really fast for us. Yeah. We had a lot of friends helping us out, you know. But I liked being a roadie, but I wanted to get up there and I wanted to say something. I wanted to do something too. I got inspired, you know? And so now here we are 18 years later.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
We never thought we'd be around this long.
No.
This is the only one.
Ian McKay, Minor Threat.
Yeah. Joey Ramone.
Joe Strummer. Yeah. Milo from Descendants.
Dag Nasty from DC. Nasty.
Man, Black Flag, Sex Pistols, Circle Jerks, Dead Kennedys.
Yeah, when we were younger, we were fans Misfits. Of the different scenes. So
yeah.
We were a fan of the DC scene, a fan of the California scene, a fan of the New York scene.
Social Distortion.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, loose!
This music, punk rock and hardcore, it doesn't have to be on the radio or TV or in the mainstream, but bands like us and a lot of our friends, we can have careers for a long time because there's always new generations of kids who just hear about us, you know, like through their brothers or cousins or friends. In Europe, it's really strong. Like, it's strong in America, but Europe, it just seems like it just gets bigger and bigger, yeah. You know, and like, we're very blessed to still be doing this and coming to Europe and, younger kids come see us for the first time. Maybe tonight, maybe somebody's first show. It's just this kind of music, I don't know, it just keeps going, you know? It's It's crazy. People say punk rock's dead, but punk rock's not dead. It's alive. Look at us, we're alive.
Let's go.
Started, we did independent labels, and we did a major label once, and we went back to an independent label. Yeah. But the whole time we've been through so many managers and booking agents. Yeah, like we're very hands on. Like, we're so passionate about it that
we want to do it right.
We do it right, you know. Like, we want to make sure. Like, I was just setting up merch, just making sure, you know, just everything. We make sure that it's just, this is our baby, this is our life, you know. Yeah. So it's like, we make sure we do it right, you know?
It just seems like nobody can do it better than you. Nobody knows what's inside your head better than you. So when you present something, it's always good to do it to your standard. And
yeah,
I think we try to do as good as we can.
Some bands let big managements and big people get in the mix, and they kind of steer them the wrong way, or they do something that doesn't really work out. And we've always turned the wheel. Like, no matter if we had a manager, we knew which way to go, you know, so I don't know.
We chose the path and we kind of stuck to it.
This song goes out to Madball. Make some fucking noise for Madball.
Just by the way, I know. Can't keep all the things that I'm talking about.
2001, we signed to a major label. One of our friends was already signed there, and
the A&R guy was friends with
your
brother.
Of ours, yeah. When we originally were going to sign to Blackout, the first label, and all these labels wanted to sign us, and we went with Blackout. And this MCA stayed there and just followed us. And then when it was time, like, you know, let's just try it. Yeah. We did it. We had friends on the label. We did it, and it didn't work out for us, you know. And then, like, we didn't make a record after that for 7 years. Like, I became a dad. I moved to California. My brother moved to California. We were touring so much, we needed a break. And then we didn't make this record for so long. And then we made Nothing to Prove in 2008, and that was...
On an independent label?
Independent label. And it could have been like, kids could have been like, H2O Who? Or this band, that last, you know? And kids waited for us, and we made this album. And now we've been touring on the record since 2008.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man. We're very lucky, man. But that record's like, that's some of the most realest personal lyrics I've ever written. And I feel like we really inspired. And it took us 7 years to get inspired. We all live in California now, except for the drummer. So
yeah, usually from the start, it would be, you know, either guitar or bass player with, oh, I got a riff, check this out. We'd be like, hey, Toby, what do you want to sing about? So we'd ask him, you know, what do you want to talk about, or how does the music pertain to the message? Yeah. And but more importantly than anything, it's always, you know, what is the message? What do you want to say? And the music will come after that. It's almost like an after effect or
different melodies and stuff.
Yeah, and it's usually some songs will start off as just one riff, and everyone adds to it. Some band members will pull the whole song in and say, "This is a song I got. What do you think?" But it's pretty democratic. Everyone has their say.
Don't forget Roots. Yeah. We always wanted to make that record. We always wanted to make cover albums. And we finally had time to do it, and we did it. And I feel like there'll be a part two, because we missed a lot of bands we wanted to do. But yeah, it was fun to make that. It was cool. What was cool about that was I could send, like, we did a Gorilla Biscuit song, and Siv's like one of my best friends. I could send him two versions of that song in email. Which one he thinks, like, which one you like? Because I want to get their opinions, because we're like, I want to pay homage to them. I want to make sure we did it right, you know? And, like, I sent the Circle Jerks a song, different people. It was just so cool to be able to send it to the artist we were covering. Like, you guys hear this first. What do you think? Get inspired by different things that are happening. But now, like, we're older, and I'm a dad, and I drive kids to school, and it's just
like,
we live different lives. You have to get inspired by something else, you know. So the next album, we don't want to rush it, but we also don't want to
take too long.
You know, we got to figure it out, but we have to be inspired. It's got to be incredible. It's got to make Nothing to Prove. It's going to crush that. It's going to be so good. So we're just going to see what happens. We have some demos flying around between us. Yeah. You know, Adam, the drummer, bass playing drummer in New York, writing songs, and they send the music around. And
yeah.
We'll figure it out. We're going to start the record this year. You know, if we get in there, we start working on a song, and then we stay, and it starts flowing, like flowing for me and the band, and we keep going. If not, we stop, take a break, and then we go back. I don't want to rush it. I don't want to say, like, you have 10 days to make this album. I don't want to do that.
It's like this one thing.
And we don't have to do that. I don't think we have to do that.
You can't force the creative process. You can't force it, because then you end up putting something out that
you're not proud of. Some bands do that, and that's what they do, but I can't.
Yeah.
I mean,
we want to be 100% proud of what we put out, you know?
Yeah. And I love the last record. I'm so proud of Nothing to Prove that I got to be way, I got to forget that. This is it, you know? It's like, we're going to make it really good.
Definitely our harsh critics on ourselves.
We're perfectionists. Try to be.
Now, I deal with the child. Well, that's a baby. Right now. Oh,
Fucking much, hardcore bitch.